I'm out walking with Louis, my English setter dog, and thinking about you all. And I'm trying to think, how can I protect my recording device, iPhone 13, I think, from the wind? And this morning I had two competing thoughts, and in a kind of way, two competing wishes. One of them was set off by Simon Toon, SM2N, when he said that the best episode that he'd come across about cricket was on Business Jazz, and actually said something very nice about that podcast, which hasn't had a new episode since 2022, I think, when he said that that was quintessential. I think by that he meant that it was a really good podcast. That, I mean, we had an awful lot of episodes on it. So what went through my mind this morning was, and I raised it with Roger Overall, my partner on Business Jazz podcast, and coffee tea partner as well, and lots of other things too, gin tasting partner and partner on relation to cricket. I thought, what would it be like to do one more episode of Business Jazz, you know, the return of Business Jazz, thinking about it only as one a year? What would that actually be like to do? And when, over our time in our local cafe, which is now called Chard, C-H-A-A-R-D, yeah, that must be it. And then I had another thought, which was that some of the most interesting conversations I've had with people, and I was certainly thinking of Roger, haven't ever been recorded. And yes, they exist in memory, which is more than fallible, declines in its accessibility every year, I think. Some of the most interesting episodes of conversation disappear, and there's absolutely no way my grandchildren will be able to hear these conversations that took place in 2026. No historian will ever be able to be amused by them. And the fragments of life in 2026 will not survive the way in which letters between people used to survive in the old days. So there are two competing thoughts. What would it be like to record impromptu conversations, not actually knowing where the conversation was going to go? Anyway, that's the kind of person I am. Maybe you're the same, you get ideas which kind of contain a wish, but they don't get onto the to-do list, do they? You must have loads of things that don't get onto your to-do list. If only somebody else knew what didn't get onto your to-do list, maybe they'd be inspired by it. Maybe they'd actually be interested in doing what you didn't do, or what you've not done any more than think about, and will probably forget that you thought about it. until years later. Meanwhile, I better, and I will, hand back to the studio. I'm loving this audio, Mo. I really am. I'm getting into chatting with people, or at least sending them a comment of some sort, because I do like connection with people. So I better connect with the studio and hand back to them.